This is the honesty game. Remember, what is said here is all fine, okay? We've got to get out on the open. It's allowed, okay? We're in the zone.
Somebody been eating pickled onion monster munch in here?
Oh, that's Scott's cling filmed lunch and dinner.
Well, they cling film up monster munch for
no,
you.
No, they don't. What? I don't even know what it was I just ate. Some ravioli and something else.
I think it was hummus, but it doesn't smell good.
No. But it was in cling film, so I ate it.
Well, and is that your Meals on Wheels lunch or tea?
Lunch.
Lunch.
I just had it, I just forgot. Okay, it's now time for the honesty game. Anything you want to know? 81199. Mark.
Hello, Scott. How are you this evening, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, cool, mate. Cool.
Right, what's your question, please?
My question for the team is, what is your favourite biscuit, Mum?
My favourite biscuit, Mum?
Favourite biscuit?
What's yours, Mark?
My favourite biscuit is the famous Jaffa cake.
Ah, but is that a cake or a biscuit, though?
Of course it is, but I've only eaten them straight out of the fridge because I hate warm chocolate.
Right, okay. Bit specific about your Jaffas, aren't you?
Oh, indeed, mate, indeed.
Okay.
I'm a good connoisseur of biscuits.
Chopper?
I don't actually like Jaffa cakes, bizarrely.
What about biscuits, generally?
But, mate, I do like biscuits. I would actually say, it depends, really, it changes, but at the moment, it's chocolate hobnobs.
Hmm. They're, in fact, the only biscuit I like. I don't really do biscuits.
Really?
No.
What about plain hobnobs?
No.
No, so don't they like have them. To be chocolate
yeah,
hobnobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the only ones I like.
Okay.
I've really never been into biscuits. Becky?
Well, I did used to like chocolate, those ones that you just said, but now I've got a new favourite. Put it on there. I can't say it, obviously, because it's a brand name, but I was just looking at it on the website.
You just said hobnobs.
Chocolate chip cookies there.
Oh,
they're
right,
very
okay.
Nice, thick ones. But I realise they're the same calories as eating a Kit Kat.
Right. What, one cookie?
Yeah, that's
no
how
way.
Good they are. They're like almost 150 calories per
one. Biscuit. How big are they?
That's why I like them. Yeah, quite small.
I also like clubs. Like
Ooh.
Mint or orange clubs.
What are they?
I used to have them in my lunchbox. They're quite rich.
Oh, I know them. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the one that does this piece just typed out his answer for me. He likes a nice party ring.
I've not had a party ring for years, actually. Are those the ones with icing on?
You get them, like, with chocolate fingers and stuff at little kids' birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fascinating. Great question, Mark. Thank you.
That was a bit different, that question.
It was, yeah, yeah.
Rather than the usual, you know?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm on the M6.
You're on the honesty game. What do you want to say?
I want to say what annoys you the most about the people you work with.
Chappers.
Well, very simply, there are people in this building that will think that I'm grumpy, whereas in fact I'm not grumpy. I just don't like them, and I don't believe in
people
waste.
Do make that
I don't waste. I don't believe in wasting time on people that you don't like. Mm. So with people that I do like, I have a real laugh. Yeah. The people think I'm grumpy. I probably just don't like you.
Right. So that's good because people will be confused about that around the building.
Well, there's a lot of people.
A lot of people
in this building that are false and try and pretend to be nice to people and then backstab them when they're not around. So I'd rather just be perfectly honest and ignore them or just not talk to them.
Well, that's why you do it.
Isn't it better to be that way than two-faced?
You're being honest, yeah.
Right, there you go then.
Isn't it better to tell people what you think, mate, like, chappers, be straight?
In what way?
Well, if you don't like them, tell them that you don't like them.
Well, I don't talk to them, so tell them in the first place. So they should get the hint.
Yeah.
If they said to me, why are you being grumpy to us? I just said, because I don't like you. But they never ask that question.
This is, okay.
They just go around the rest of the building moaning to people that I'm grumpy.
This is quite revealing. Who do you want to ask next?
What, can I have another question?
No, you can ask that same question, but who do you want to answer it next?
Yeah, you
say,
Scott.
People that don't know what they're doing.
Okay. So
like,
what?
Like who?
I can't say names.
Go on. Just one.
No, just people that don't
just
like.
One.
People that.
One name.
People that.
One name.
No, I don't.
Are
I
you
can't
writing it down? Who are you writing?
No, I put hi Sarah because Sarah was the next caller. People that. Oh, this is really scary. I don't like it.
Go
I don't
on,
like
say
it.
Say it. You know you want to.
Just people that can't
do a job.
Do
properly.
Their job, and what is required of them, and they work at Radio 1. There we are.
Very good.
It doesn't happen very often, to be honest. It used to happen a lot more than it does now, but do you know what I mean?
You've been put in charge of HR, have you?
Yeah, I want to be in charge
of sitting
HR.
Sitting on the job interviews.
Just sometimes I go, how do you not know that? Anyway, what's yours, Becky?
I like this person, but today he annoyed me a bit. I sit next to Matt Fincham off of Chris Moyle's show, and he must have said touch base on the phone about 30 times today.
Ow.
And I just thought, you've changed.
Really?
Like, he never used to say, he'd normally just say, get in touch with or something, but today he said,
touch base
just
with
wanted
me,
to touch base, And I thought,
oh, wow.
He's changed.
Yeah. He does know what he's doing.
If he'd said it one more time, I was going to go and smack him. He did annoy me.
Violence is not the answer, Becky.
It's not. I would have done it quite gently or just stolen his sweets.
Do you have one, Sarah? What annoys you?
It has to be that people that take all the glory, you know, when you've done all the groundwork.
Oh,
yeah. Takes the glory, that's the most annoying thing.
Yeah. Well, I hope we've answered your question sufficiently.
You've been very honest.
You really have, too honest. I love you. Katie Tunstall, Radio 1. We are in the middle of the honesty game. It's quite scary tonight. Anything you want to know? 8119. Hi, Lewis.
What's your favourite biscuit? Isn't that scary?
The last one I didn't like.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Lewis.
Hello.
You right?
I'm good, you?
Yeah, really good. Where are you tonight?
I'm in Bristol.
Hi. What would you like to ask?
It's a two-part question. Part A is, would you ever go on Celebrity Come Dine With Me? And part B, who would your ideal celebrity competitors be?
Oh
my word.
Yes, I would like to go on it.
Ah?
I can't cook. But I can do what that woman did on the episode that I saw once, where she, just locked all the people, all the guests in the living room, and then, made sure they were all in there, created a bit of a diversion, and just got the local restaurant to deliver things through the serve me hatch, and then decided to claim it as her own, and that she'd actually cooked it. That's what I'd do.
That's not bad. Another guy got caterers in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't know. Did they notice on that one? Did they find out?
They did, because they could see them, because it was like an open plan kitchen, so it was a bit
cheated. Perfect. So, Chappers, would you go on it?
Well, no, I really like Come Dine With Me, but I don't like the celebrity ones. I just like the normal.
I prefer the normal ones.
The normal ones are a lot more fun, so no, I wouldn't like to go on it, but if I did end up going on it, to answer the second part, I would have, I'd like to go on it with Beyonce, Alicia Dixon, Katy Perry, and Eric Cantona.
Okay, that's a nice mix there.
Isn't it?
Real nice.
It covered, you know, football and music.
What would you cook?
What would I cook? I'd probably, start with gazpacho, and then I would...
Ooh, cold soup.
Yeah, and then I'd... Sorry?
Would you serve it in a teacup?
No, not in a teacup. No, God, there'd be proper portions. and then I'd probably do, I don't know, some kind of like pork maybe in a red wine sauce.
Okay. And for dessert?
Probably some sort of chocolate tart.
You are quite good at cooking.
I love cooking.
Yeah, you are quite good at it.
Yeah, God.
And who would your ideal celebrities be?
Mine?
Hmm.
Oh, God.
Dead or alive?
Leslie Joseph off Birds of a Feather.
Good.
who else?
Would she be on number one pick?
She'd be one of them. She's a great laugh.
Right.
I'd probably get Biggins along.
Right.
Steve, their friends.
Steve Strange.
Steve would be good, yeah.
You'd want to keep him out of the kitchen, wouldn't
you?
You wouldn't want to let him near a utensil.
I'm getting caterers in anyway.
All right.
How about Napoleon the Parrot?
Napoleon the Parrot would be good, just to be in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he can't cook.
Right. So your choice out of the whole wide world of celebrity is Steve Strange, Biggins, Leslie Joseph and a parrot.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a dinner party. I think the producers have come down with me, Mike.
Oh, and Josh Hartnett can come as well.
Okay. But only if one of the others dropped out, because you're only allowed four.
Yeah.
Right.
Becky?
I think I'd go on the two-person special, just me and Rupert Penry-Jones. That one off Spooks. No other contestants for that special edition.
Can he cook?
I don't know, but just, I don't know.
Don't care,
don't
do
really
you?
Care, no.
Do they have special two people?
No, it was just
you're just creating
on
a new
date,
format.
Yeah, no cameras either. Oh, and Kings of Leon. That would be a separate programme.
Oh, okay, so there's, what, the Kings of Leon and Becky off Becky's Classifieds Come Down With Me special? That would be great. Okay, who would you have, Lewis, as a matter of interest?
I would have Carl Pilkington for the humour.
Mm.
Albert Einstein for the intelligent bit of the conversation.
Special.
You need a fighter, a bit like Eric Cantona, as Shepard said, that would be quite good. Oh. So, some kind of scrapper, Ricky Hatton.
Okay.
and you need someone for the fashion and the glamour. But I don't know anyone who's fashionable, so I don't know.
Leslie Joseph?
Leslie Joseph, yeah. She can wear the fancy outfit when she plays Doreen or whatever it was.
Dorian, that's right. Okay, amazing. Thank you, Lewis. I hope we've answered your question.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Scott.
That's quite a hard one, actually. I don't think I've chose the best guest looking back.
Well, you can't have Leslie Joseph because she's been on already. According to Lauren Glasgow, which means it frees up the place for Josh Hartnett.
Excellent. That's worked out really well, actually. Bye, Leslie. Hi, Josh. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. Where are you tonight?
Chatham.
Okay. What's your question on the honesty game?
Right, I don't want to get any of you into trouble or get sacked or anything, but out of the nominees for the British Breakthrough Artist for the Brit Awards, which one is your favourite? Now, that's to all of you, I think.
Right, obviously, we can't answer that question, can we?
It's the honesty game, come on.
Well, yes, but we'll get sacked, and you just said you didn't want that to happen.
No, but I'd appreciate some sort of answer.
Right, one of the five people that are in it, I would like to win. What about you, Chappers?
Well, I don't know what I'm meant to do now here, because he didn't ask who we wanted to win. He asked who our favourites would
be. Careful,
our favourite would be.
Yeah, I did that on purpose to give you an angle.
Exactly. So am I? If I say who my favourite is, am I? Will I? Why are you cowering like that?
I don't like it.
I didn't mean to
put
you on the spot.
Why doesn't Becky go first?
Becky, you go first.
I can't decide between Duffy, the Ting Tings, Adele, Scouting for Girls, or Last Shadow Puppets.
Yeah, I know, it's a problem, that, isn't it?
But if you had to.
No.
What about you, Jamie?
Well, I'd say my least favourite is Scouting for Girls by a long way. But probably the Last Shadow Puppet is from Twin. That's what I'm voting for.
You might think that I couldn't comment. But thanks very much for being on the Honesty Game tonight. Sorry we couldn't provide you with a better answer. I'm just scared. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Love you. Love you. Bye. This is Eminem.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Okay, a couple more to end the honesty game. Thank you for your questions. Claire in Chelmsford has been on saying, have any of you either ever put anything you shouldn't up your nose or in your ear? Yesterday, sweet corn.
No, nothing.
Ever?
Ever.
You've never put something in your ear that you shouldn't have?
No, never.
Becky?
No. No. Why would I have?
No, I'm just asking.
Earplugs?
Why? It's an honesty game.
They're meant to go there, aren't they? Why are you surprised? What on earth would I have put in my ear that I shouldn't have put in my ear?
So that's a no then?
Yeah,
it is. All right. Oh, this is a really good one. If you had to, with one of the Liz women, which one?
Jackie Brambles.
No,
Jackie Brambles,
Jackie
I was going
to
say. Well, and then I changed my answer to Jane McDonald.
Why would you do that?
She's singing stuff and she's quite fun. Not Carol McGiffin. No offence, Carol. Definitely not Denise Welsh.
Carol McGiffin looks all right, though, in heat today. In her bikini. She's posing with her toy boy. He's younger than you, Scott.
Is he?
He's like 26 or something.
Is he? Damn it. Anyway, so it's Jackie Brambles
every
time.
Jackie Brambles all the way.
Radio 1. All the way?
Well.
What do you know?
Nothing. I don't know anything, obviously.
Colleen? No.
I just honour none of them. Right. Bar Jackie.